It's 9 at night. It's a late night treat for Shirley. I sent her off in the morning with a beautiful coffee. But this evening, I've prepared a hot chocolate. I've come back from Austria, where I've come across Zotte Schokoladen. Not only does he do beautiful black chocolates, milk chocolates, white chocolates, anything you want, he also does drinking chocolates. And this particular one is the India Masala. Now, I know Shirley loves the Balmadi coffee from India, so I thought, why not give her that for a trial? What do you think, Shirley?
It's an amazing chocolate drink, just like the Indian Balmadi coffee is an amazing coffee. With the Indian masala, after the lovely, smooth, chocolatey flavours kind of left the palate, there's a lingering spiciness that makes it all very interesting.
Yeah. It's also an interesting way of producing this, because what you do is you just warm up some milk, and then the Trinkenschokolade, they're packaged in little bars, and then you just drop them into the milk, and I tried to froth it a little bit, so I had this, what do you call that contraption I had, to just whisk it up. It's a little whisker, actually, and I whisked it up, so it's not as fine as the micro foam that I can do on the R58, but it comes, does it come close? I don't know.
Of course.
Does it come close?
Of course, because it's an evening experience. It can't be the same as a morning experience. Yeah.
And do you think it's far-fetched for me saying that the coffee bean and the cocoa bean are somehow related? Are they cousins?
There's definitely some bloodline in them. Yeah. Not sure how far back it stretches, but it's they're in the same family tree.
But what fascinates me, really, is that you've got all these different origins, all those different countries that probably produce a difference, not only in coffee. We know that. We've done that over years now, and we're really kind of amazed by the difference in the origins. But I think in the chocolate, it'd be interesting to see whether we can detect the same kind of differences. I mean, it makes sense, because if the cocoa bean is produced in India, would it actually taste the same as a coffee bean in, as a chocolate cocoa bean in Peru, for example?
It shouldn't.
So we've got an array of chocolates here that we were just going to go through. I think it'll be our evening treat, will it?
I can live with that. Yes. I can struggle through doing that.
Yes. But we're looking forward to the morning, because Coffee Mama Jamba, don't forget, is all about coffee. But we're stretching our imagination. We're stretching our palate. We're stretching our decadence in finding out what the palate really enjoys and the benefits from it all.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with waking up to coffee and going to sleep with chocolate.
Very good.
I can live with that.
Coffee Mama Jamba signing out. It's been a long day.